We're always in the mood to spread a bit of good news. And despite the political and economic instability surrounding Stormont more widely, Brexit and all of that, one local business is set to expand across Northern Ireland, creating up to 300 new jobs. What sort of business do you think would be creating 300 new jobs here in Northern Ireland? Well, they're providing something, obviously, that is very popular. They're not the only people to provide it, but they're the only ones to provide their particular product. Brian Clark is the man in charge. Brian, good morning.
Good morning to you, Frank. How are you?
Brian, I'm very well. I'm sitting here feeling slightly guilty because last night, I'm not sure if it was one of yours or what one it was, but you know, I'm trying to stay away from pizza. They are so popular in this country that you guys...
Don't fight it.
I'm afraid I have to. You should see my waistline. But, 300 new jobs because you're the man behind the four-star pizza chain.
That's correct. Yeah, we've been in Northern Ireland since 1999. We have 12 stores at the moment and are planning a rollout of a further 18 over the next 3 years that will bring us up to 30 stores in Northern Ireland.
It must be a very competitive industry or arena to be in because, in fairness, you know, you've got a great name, but your competitors also have fine names here.
Yeah, no, it's a highly competitive business and our customers are highly discerning, so you got to be at the top of your game all the time.
And where will these new stores be?
Across the country, really, but certainly in the short term, we'll be looking at areas like Ballymena, Lisburn, Enniskillen, Omagh, Strabane.
And is you're dotting right across Northern Ireland. So these are like franchise operations. People take on your logo and try to make a go of it. Is that the way it works?
That's exactly what it is. I mean, what they're really doing is buying into a successful business model and they get all the support from the pizza experts.
Tell me this, because every time I drive past a store, I think to myself, why did you not call it five-star pizza?
You know, you're not the first one to ask that. It originated in the US, and there were in Pennsylvania. And when the brand was born, there was four stores in Pennsylvania. And the lady at the time called it four-star pizza because those were her four stars. And we took it over into Ireland way back 30 years ago. And we kept the name because we thought it was synonymous with really where it came from.
Yeah, it's the tried and tested and hugely successful worldwide brand. Now, are people buying into the apps to order the food? And are you associated with any of these apps that are quite popular? Some people can't order their own food without going on an app and the app does it for them. Is that part of your pitch or not?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we have a very good online presence, both in terms of our websites, our apps, our mobile sites, and full online ordering is available through those. So there's no need for anybody to go to any third-party apps.
So so many people say there's no call for a third-party app. We've got a own app.
We've got it sorted. Yeah.
App war is such an interesting thing, you know.
Whereas
you used to lift the phone and ring for a Chinese or ring for a pizza.
Yeah,
now,
those days are gone.
That would be much too hard a work to do. Are we? And you know, there's no getting away from the fact that pizza is hardly the healthiest food. Is there a possibility that the general mindset in Northern Ireland at the moment needs as much comfort in terms of diet as we can get, so we are comfort eating because we're so depressed?
No, I think it's a bit of both. I mean, I think if people want the full leaded four-star pizza, it's there, but we do offer a range of really healthy toppings as well as sort of skinny bases, which are much lower in calories.
Don't tell me now that there's a healthy option in a pizza store.
The choice is still always yours.
Yeah, or you could, of course, say you could, you know, have porridge and mixed fruit in instead. But
and enjoy it, yeah.
As I say, the competition is great. For you to be confident enough to roll out an additional 300 stores, to create 300 jobs at the rollout of stores province wide, has to be a plus. Whether it's pizzas or footwear or footballs or whatever you're selling. If people are creating jobs, this has to be a plus. Now, will you have a delivery man on a wee motorbike? Because there's something about the boy on that wee motorbike that I like, and he's not yours, so he isn't.
Yeah, each of our stores will have a range of delivery drivers, whether by bike or by car, but they're there to make sure that the pizza delivered hot on time.
Yeah, do you ever watch the other fellow on the ad? You know, he goes, oh, it's almost like, hi-ho, silver. I always think that. You know.
Yes, we try and refrain them a little bit, but they do have that in them, sure.
As I say, it is a very, very competitive market. Brian, every success with it, you're creating 300 jobs.